Okay, so we begin tonight's meeting with a report from our beloved Roman and his status as a wanton future bard.
Fucked up.
Tonight, Mark and I.
Fucked up.
Come on, listen.
Fucked up, huh? Roman's just completely fucked up.
What? It's
10 pieces.
What?
It's locked.
It's not locked.
Roman's is locked.
I met the owner today.
But it's locked.
Well, the box is not open yet.
It's open. It's closed.
It's open, but it's closed. But it's not closed permanently.
I've heard that many times.
Well, I've heard it too, and I told Mark the story about the very rosy doors. But nonetheless, I insist upon giving my report such as it is.
Sorry.
Right.
I'll get comfortable.
Get comfortable. I can tell you're going to dream the current part of my story again.
Very comfortable. I'm going to get
comfortable. I really won't see it. Well, I went to the
past 3 months.
Don't let the story dispose of this. Hold on.
Give me your report on
Rollins. Okay, so Mark and I went down there tonight.
It was close.
And we peeked in. It was close. Being renovated. That's what happens when things are renovated.
We're doing everything else.
So they what they've
put
done.
Put it on the walls and see.
Have you actually seen it, Jim? Have you actually gone by there recently?
The chairs were gone. They had the saw was laid on the table. It was like they.
So you've been down there?
The sign is gone.
Oh, he hasn't been down there. He's been taking the shit out. Yeah. The
sign is gone.
Well, that sign's not gone.
I looked in and I saw. I did see some people in the back in the. Saw a guy playing the guitar. We had a few that were even poetry.
All right, so he went
one
to...
One big guy that was choking another guy. That was shot.
Oh, yeah, that was a memorable time. We have to remember all these times in case there are no more.
Right.
But anyway...
Yeah, there might not be any more.
Well, it's true, but there might be more. So we have to be hopeful. So I went down there with Mark, and we looked in the window, and we saw that they basically... Like, they have a... The bar is now in a different place, and it's a different configuration. Sitting along the wall, it's kind of like a big square. And then we looked in the back, and the walls are white. In fact, all the walls are white. The wall used to be brown, now they're white. Does that remind you of Grand Central Station, where they painted the walls white? They were brown?
Yeah.
Same thing. So we looked around, and then we went in the way back. We went around the building to see what was in the back room, you know? And the owner saw us, and he came out as we were leaving. He's like, can I help you? And I said, very friendly, we're a couple of regulars. We just want to see what the status of the situation is. And he said, why don't you come in and take a look? He introduced himself. His name is Khalid.
Oh.
Khalid. Al-Tafiq.
Khalid
Al-Tafiq.
You shut off. When you come back next time, and you shut off.
So he told us that he took the old bar. He said he didn't replace it. What he did was he took the old bar and he cut it in half and he added some. So that was a different configuration. He left that weird gate that they had. Remember they installed that gate in the front to kind of hide the drinkers? That gate's still there. The back room, he's expanded in some kind of weird way. And the tables are configured differently. Oh, and the back room now has a door, because he wants people to be able to come in and eat without having to go through the bar. He says he wants to have more of a restaurant than a bar. We tried not to laugh too loud at them. Then he brought us into the kitchen. And he started telling us how in the old days, the Romans people only had half an oven. The other half was broken. So it caused them to have undercooked pizzas simultaneously. But he's now going to have a good oven, and he's going to have falafel.
Falafel. Oh, God, this guy. He must know Modi. He's an Arab, man.
He's an Arab. Right. So, we told him, I said, well, you know, we're over at the college, and we like to come here and read poetry.
And
what's
good?
Falafel suck.
And
I like falafel.
Falafel is wonderful, Jeff.
They're like sand.
Do you have good ones or no? Do you have bad ones or what?
Yeah, well, I have bad.
Yeah, the good ones are quite decent. But anyway, so I said, well, we were over at the college. I decided just to go with that cover story. We're over at the college. We come over here and we...
Yeah, we're from Central.
Right, exactly. We're from Central. And he's like, well, really? You're over at Central, huh? We're looking for a band for Friday and Saturday night.
There we go.
And so we noticed in the liquor permit posted in the window that it said no entertainment. It was just applying for liquor, not a... What is it? Cabaret?
So we have to pay the 10% cabaret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, yeah, you guys want to come down? That's great. You want to go in the back and read poetry and play guitar? That's really wonderful. It'd be really terrific. I'd be glad to see you. So Mark and I left with our straight faces, and then we sat in the car and laughed for a little while, and then we tried to come to grips with the reality of the situation. I think it's going to just disintegrate into a bar. He's going to try to make it a restaurant. It's going to be a bar. He thinks he's going to have like 30 people in the back at Mike for dinner.
Well, if he does, he can't play.
Well, but he's not. He never will. He did. I mean, Alex tried that. That's why he fixed up the back. He had the mirrors and the posters and all that.
Ahab
the A-Rab will end up with a bar, even though he wants the restaurant.
And all I have in my garage, though, I have a picture.
A picture?
Yeah, I took a picture
of the last night. Oh, I did too. Mark has one up here. I have one in my house, you have one there, and he has one there. We all talk. That's good. Now they're scattered in the various places.
Interesting.
So it's white walled, the bar is changed, you're going to serve falafel, they're finally open 2 weeks.
And couscous.
He didn't say couscous.
He
said couscous?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Falafel and couscous.
Yeah. Crazy.
But he was also talking about cooking hamburgers. Remember he was saying, we're going to have good ovens, so when you want your hamburger, it'll be ready in 10 minutes, not an hour.
He's also a bit crazy, though.
So you got the Italian restaurant that was owned by Polish people.
Right.
I don't think it was by that.
Right.
Oh.
It's the Arabic-Polish-American-Italian restaurant.
Kobasi
falafel.
I was going to say, you're going to have kobasi.
Kupapo. With spaghetti on the side.
Kupapo.
Pierogies. The lungies.
What kind of you're going to have the same
time of year? I can tell. He's going to have more TVs. He's going to be installing like 8 TVs. He wants like a restaurant / sports bar. It's really weird.
Well, that's what.
But he has a bright, innocent smile on his face, and he doesn't know he's going to be alive. And he doesn't know he's going to end up with a rundown bar just like Alex had for 11 years. But we know that, so.
It's like slides.
Right. So, we've already basically. But the thing of it is that we've broken ground with him. He knows we're coming. He knows what we want. And we're going to get it. And Mark will order falafel and talk to Khalid about the Middle Eastern matters, and they'll be happy. Jim will go to the bar and find the new barman, make friends with the barman. Drinks will be slid his way near the end of the night that are not actually paid for. There was on the Cosmic Cab.
Really friendly guy. The friendly bar guy?
Yeah.
He said he was coming on board with us.
Yeah.
So he's still going to be there.
And he likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those. The thing Mark and I were going to ask you, however, is why do you think that after 11 years, Alex was forced out of the ownership of Roman? What happened? What is your speculation? Was it drugs? Was it embezzlement? What was it? What's your theory?
Combination of badges. Could be.
Was he a cokehead?
No, I think that he probably did some because he like I saw him in a couple of things released and it wasn't like this.
Oh, it wasn't.
It might have been pills. But one thing that the guy said was it's very possible, and I know this is happening in a lot of places, that the Board of Health they start to crack down on people that had kidney.
That's right. Didn't they have a sign there that said no more...
No more fried food.
Yeah. Certain ventilation systems. It could be that he found this was making some money. You combine that with the fact that he might have just had too much of bad stuff or maybe one thing like that. They could have gone about this. But I think probably the overriding thing was that he just wanted to just, started to cut up.
Burnt out.
Yeah, he's getting a little burnt. So he probably just said he had enough.
Put the money in your hand. Okay. All right, well, that's the Romans report. We're not going to meet there next month, so we won't know until November what's the deal. But hopefully by then they'll either be running or they will be non-existent, one way or the other.
Well,
if
they're all
going to
find out, I'm going
to call. Yeah. But Mark's going to give us an update when he shows up. Mark, you are tapped and drafted between now and October 23rd. In the next show, who will be to seek out Khalid. Seek out Khalid and ask him how it's going. He said he's going to have a big opening day party and stuff. So you are enjoying to find out when the party is and to attend it if at all possible.
Other than Malakul, you can eat.
Right. You're enjoying to be our. You're going to be a connection because you have the most Middle Eastern taste.
Yeah.
Been given your commission, carry forth your assignment, and report back on October 23rd in Boston.
Yeah, if he has stuff greatly, he'll live there.
I turned it before I left.
Good. I see your little pink holder is got supplies.
Try a little acoustic at the beginning just to make sure I remember the chords, if nothing else. I can't be held responsible for blown behavior. I lost all contact with my only savior. No one locked me up because I failed to phone up. I can't bear to live forever like a loner. Don't let go of the cold. Don't let go of the cold. Don't let go of the cold. It's easy to be sad when you lack a partner. But how would I react to a broken heart now? Feeling like a true rock and roll and left side. Hanging on to you that I'm holding next time. I won't let go of the cold. Won't let go, let go, let go, let go of the cold. I tried to explain, but you'd never understand it. I need your body, but I just can't demand it. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Third verse is coming around soon. Why'd you get the camera? That song I will be doing, premiering or whatever. I already have it recorded, but I have to listen down on the 4-track sheet and on the stereo. So.
Cool. All right.
So.
Very nice.
I also have. Making up an album, and lately I've heard several personal events that really inspired me to kind of finish it up, which has kind of reinforced my belief in the bond.
Yeah.
Good for one bottle of beer. Well.
Was that
the Legion? I forgot about
that. Ah. Oh, one of the. Oh, that's right. They have the. Okay. Okay.
And this is another one that I'm going to be doing. I've played many times, but the only way to really get to play is to the only way to really get it down, I think, is to try to see the line. You get the sound. My friends all pass, for life is just a market, but you have to finish everything you started. So I live my life tearing down the runway, sure to get the hang of hanging in there someday. I won't let go of the toad, won't let go of the toad. I want to throw that. I'll be out there with you. Anyway, so one of the things I found out is that one must keep concentrating on one's art. Because I made a mistake in my life. And I finally was able to rectify the mistake. I almost made the same mistake.
Art is all.
I realized that you stick those shuttle things. You can't turn it around, but you can overcome a mistake. So before I made that same mistake again, fortunately, I realized that some things work out for the best.
Yeah. Art is everything. Art will provide.
And I think
the music is an open door. You know what the line that I've been thinking of the music is an open door.
city. It's all the same to me. When I'm driving free, the world's my home. When I'm mobile, yee-haw, baby.
Shapeless as time itself, the horizon lies a deeper green, murkier than keys, and just as viscous. And the scriber's brush, broken, empty, as empty as the day of its copulation into being, all erased, all clear, no lights of warning, beside the edge of vitality itself.
Good to hear new poetry by you, Mark. No one has your voice but you. No one's even near to your voice but you.
Yeah. This was done based on a poem based on a painting by Suzanne. Landscape of Aimless at Saint-Victoire. Ascent. A swerve into a fabric of threat. Violent atmosphere, rent by rock. Rock. The soul guardian of villagers malevolently stalks by the sustaining breeze. For between the breathlessness of space and the swaths of desolation upon the fecund soil, there is a trimurti atmosphere. The breezes, the triple breezes, dance, destroy, dance, sustain, dance. This one's based on a poem by painting by Giorgio Chirico, Melancholy and Mystery of a Street, 1914. In a time when the street wore the hue of lieutenants' uniforms and matrons hidden behind arches sat sentry, scanning suspiciously bulky shadows, backs of horse-drawn carts, and girls who rolled sticks inside their hoops, watched swift girls who run and roll through time to the end of arcaded sentry villages. Another one based on the same thing. Been doing it obviously.
Trent.
Helena Dunlap, young Danish girl with flowers. At a time when no one knew the word, she knew the bluebells, pink lilies, and delicate white trumpets before her were the purest mandalas when arranged in stark white fired coolness. Remaining unaware, you yourself were airborne. Drenched flesh of atmosphere, unseen ghost of Hermes. Air bears on itself, hiding, whispered in cracks and booming. Air speaks of infirmities when the oak branch cracks. When the sky began its ceaseless pound, I cannot tell, but of what it tells, I know. I know the hopeful rhythm of acorns' descent to the second earth. I know of the provision of groves for your children. And you, languishing under the gold-domed light, you play, pause, gaze, and consider the leaf and jasmine scents of years unrealized. That was my first poem in consideration of the river. This is a poem that Bob Billings absolutely loved.
Is Bob Billings still alive?
Oh, yeah. He's
still flung around?
Yeah.
Still raging.
Yeah. Yeah, he said I broke several laws in this poem.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one where you broke the law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it mean by laws of meter or just...
Well... I broke the laws of using the word O in poetry. Using the word O, O-H.
Oh, wow.
And I was a repeat offender in this poem.
Oh, repeat
offender. O nobility, O cycle, O cessation, desire. It is the acuity of endings that offers illusion, as the late season's jasmine deludes. The warm worn quilts of a previous season discarded. Spring, now too distant from our recollection. Our age ends with chill reflection. We are entering this time of infinite ice. The ageless mirrored bent glances. O birth, O death, O decay. Ceasing, beginning, annunciation, cessation, cease.
That's great. I love that. Wonderful.
Yeah. I broke the law.
Yeah.
And I won.
You broke the law and you won. That's the important thing.
Yeah.
You're going to break the law, win.
Then, this is kind of my... This is an Bob Billings challenged me. He said, write a poem with less words like oh and more words with swears.
With swears?
Yeah, he said, I needed to swear more.
He's so completely insane.
I wrote a poem to make him happy.
Give you kind of, assignment and you fulfilled it.
Yeah, kind of like you wrote Pasteland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I redid that poem and made it more satisfactory for modern readers.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Fucking nobility. Fucking cycle. Fucking sensation. Damn, I got a hard on. As my schlong rises, I consider the end, mainly the end of your swampy cunt. The scent of flowers gaslights me, to believe the ice will not come. No one thinks, no, not about a damn thing. The chill comes, ends not, and in the glance of night, I barely see you as the nub of your nipples press my chest. Fucking birth, fucking death, the world ends. The announcement comes, as we do. It's over.
Wow. That's good, too. I like both of them.
Yeah, and Bob Billings was very happy. He said I did good.
He said proud I did.
Yeah, it was like, you know.
Made an insane old man happy.
Aren't you proud of yourself?
I am.
Yeah.
If you could see yourselves from my perspective, you would giggle. Marry me is let me not cease merely because I stumble, surrender merely because I am afraid. I am sitting on the Rome Tech steps, Carnal Street, Zombie Town, Mass. I walked down this street last July, preparing to end my life, far nearer to it than I'd ever been before. Miracle I did not do it. I could not harm all those who had loved and cherished me. Days later in Glover, Vermont, I tripped, laughed, danced, and died, returned again, blessed by an angel named Shannon, bid go back into the world and love somebody. You are not alone. Write something good. There is no final obstacle. Love somebody. Serve art. And here I am, dubious, not like then, but enough to supplicate thee for strength. Help me, Mary Muse, help me. She downs her glass of wild turkey, 1-2 punch, smiles at me with moist lips, nods. Okay, I smile back. Eternal acid many marriage. Even with all the players gathered, I don't know what's to come. Another leap necessary here, another walk into the chasm, willing, ready. Struggling because trying to reason the story along makes shit up that sounds good. Thus notes, but no music. Only way to art is the relaxed beginning of synchronization with breath and heartbeat, the way Franny approaches Rich to meld deeper. A tree awaits nothing, a pink cheek hurries past, smiling. A guitar pulls its player in, readying to play his strings. Synchronization may come easy, may not, may last for only a few lines. Trust, bitching fine trust, elusive flame, now torching the world, now an absent myth, sulking lie. Okay, Americus, what do we do? Ask him. Is he in Noisy Children? What do we play, Rich, and when? Do we get to keep our clothes on? I hope not, Torment. Cork it, Brit. The bar's lined with all these friends, lovers, and artists that essentially I summoned. None are fearful or even apprehensive. Curious, really. But it's me as usual, taking off my clothes, waving my cock around, taking out my gun and shooting... Oh, you are awake, Jim. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. But it's me as usual. What else? All here is fine. All these souls are ready for whichever other side I toss us into this time. But what if I'm stuck like a loser motherfucker before an instruction manual on art, women, God, death, whatever? All is neither order nor chaos, though pursuing minds attempt to will one or the other such. No order, no chaos. No order because never can every last event, moment, emotion, miracle be accounted for. We are no more ultimately the unceasing planners of our skin than we are the inexplicable flow of our blood. No chaos because it is possible to leap from aisle to aisle of seeming meaning and truth for upwards of a lifetime, argue away dreams, smooth away lusts, a billion dead souls now know how little their lifetime's laws and scriptures summed to. No order, no chaos, no safety, no danger. What are you breathing in right now? What will you dream tonight? What will be the last word I write on this page, or this story, or in my lifetime? I don't know. I can't explain the known faces. Badly can't explain. I mean, who the fuck are you? I really want to know. I don't know. No order. No chaos. Some gentle soul leans forward to study a contest I can't understand. And can I understand him? Nor can I understand the contest players. Yet, all of these, year after horror year, what will be the last word? I don't know. No order. No chaos. I lost a brother recently. I don't know why. I taught him to walk when we both were very young, and not really anything yet, and not really anything yet. And is it really possible he doesn't exist anymore? I don't know. I can't say. What did his life mean? I don't know. I can't say. Why does ecstasy exist but only intermittently? What real reason for woe and pain, loss, remorse, guilt, long and lust, wish and want? I watch a shiny-cheeked, smiling lass near me. An energy of youth, excitement, vitality, fecundity roars aura around her, yet there she sits 5 feet lone, 5 feet 1 million estrangements from me. I love you all out there tonight. Love you all, the ones I know, knew, will know, won't know. The magic is all right tonight, is a light tonight. Between my heart, mind, eye, pen, paper, and I can only say grateful. Because one hurt me, because another smiled, because this one sprayed perfume on me, because that one sold me LSD very cheaply. All the money spent, years and years, beers and kisses and full moons, and a continuous laughter, always and everywhere. I love you all because tonight I hurt so badly, because tonight I am afloat with ecstasy, because I have a good battered bed to go home to, because no warm arms await me, because this one thinks me a hero and that one knows I'm a goat, because I'm in someone's dreams and someone else's in mine, because I've learned to write in some queer secret way more akin to the classics of another era than the buzz-cut neon landscapes of today. In my hand, I hold my only friend. I'll never spend my guitar or my pen. What? 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 You're snoring, Jim. Yes, you are. You're snoring so loudly I can't hear myself. Why can't you be more like Mark, who's sleeping quietly? What? Yes, it's just my imagination. I have it all on tape here. Be like Mark, who's sleeping quietly. God, nobody's heard this story. I've read this story for fucking 20 hours, and nobody's heard a single word of it.
I thought that was nice.
Yeah, kind of. Which kind of is that?
Which Americans was married?
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah, her.
Yeah, that girl. She's real nice. We all liked her. We were very happy you married her. If you're going to sleep, sleep quietly.
Okay.
Anyway. Is that all? Get a craft? Is that high just to quote some hoary old rock lyrics? Wait, I know. I'll calm down and seek contentment. I'll stop trying to torch the world better every rotten-ass day of my half-gone life. I'll take the time to listen to the soothers who... not worth bothering to finish. What was that last word? Why do round cheeks bludgeon me so? Ray? Yes. It's me, Rebecca. Hi. Are you okay? Probably not. Oh. It's not you, Rebby. It's this illusion. Round breasts. Streetlights, short skirts, long ones, technology, push brooms. I feel like I should be readying to finally let it go. If I could only stop needing it so much. But you were writing about no order and no chaos. Yes. Manifesting deep depth blue eyes first, she says, doesn't that mean that reality is circular, not linear? Or maybe it's swirly? I don't know. We can't do it this way, Rebecca. I know you've gone along with all this, but this isn't right. Are you sure, Ray? It's not this. I don't know what it is, but I'm certain it's not this. I guess I look so pathetic no one can work up much enthusiasm to thrash me properly. Rebecca I take with me when I leave, since the others aren't nearly as rawly vulnerable to me as she is. We walk hands clasped, and I find myself backing blindly into a light happiness. Yes, okay. Yes. We sit in Cement Park back in our street clothes since the day's unreasonable spectacle has been called off. Rebecca has a great capacity for patience and silence. She sits quietly while I rise. Maybe days pass. It might have been something impressive the way it was going, I say. Yes, she says, but you'll make it good some other way, Ray. Somehow it's got to get there honest to what these stories have been like, I say. Yes, you're right. We kiss briefly, musical lips. Sometimes it seems as if we're kissing all the time.
I was thinking that we should just start at the beginning, from the moment your dad walked into Lunacy's Cafe, I say. I don't know this story, she says. It was in 1980. Lunacy had already hired the rest of Noisy Children, though they didn't have that name yet. She didn't think much of them, but they were willing to play a lot of shows and play cheap. She told them to get a singer, though. Gray was too punk and Stephanie was a girl, which disqualified her for lead singer in Lunacy's estimation. She really wanted some kind of big band, but she decided to work with what she had at hand. Then Americus walks in, more a poet than a singer. Things don't really go well at first, save that everyone likes the band's name, from a comment by Luna T before she stopped watching the rehearsals. Americus wants to do Beatles songs, and Gray refuses. The other three members wait for someone to win and the other person to quit. Somehow it all hangs together, though. Rebecca nods. Yes, of course, another version, all of them true, but this moment impatient of all of them. Restless for the words of fire with her bright young flesh as it curves, ascends, writing for the space where she sweats, smiles, writhes freely, moans with delight. Art less than this isn't worth the trouble. Rebecca and I watch her pink cheeks, and however many moments and places I trust into this passage, she is an absolute symbol. Beyond symbol. Burn it all. Carnal implosion. Burn it all and call it art. Burn every fucking notebook on the shelf. Look here, to write immolation, complete enough, like a good piece of girl ass diminishing down the street. Annie Dawn, the youngest of trees. Burn it all down and call it art. Every fucking notebook on the shelf. To write like a tongue in its sexiest perambulations. To write like 10 hits of good acid on a summit. Shadow alphabets accumulating in the pilgrim's undermine. To write toward an elusive pair of dark eyes, now dream elevators, now reconfigured childhood home. God arrived, the potent glowing flag upon the dirtiest thoughts gathered. You'll always be my cherry vanilla and peyote peace, I tell her. She smiles. I know. And you'll always be the old man who came along to keep me forever young. Maybe now I can finally begin to get it right. I don't know. It'll begin slowly, accumulate naturally, a loose swing between intention and freedom, light, music, all the familiar joys, likely to the ongoing demons and doubts, plenty of music, sex, psychedelics. What doth thee seek, darkling pilgrim?
Yeah.
What doth thee seek?
Yeah.
A forbidden glimpse of the very face of our Lord? A harem of soft maidens waylaid whilst bound for the nunnery? A glowing temple crowded with thine own followers? What doth thee seek? Demands Dr. Own T. Knickerbocker and his crashing stick upon Lunacy's bar.
Alright.
I ignore him. I've got one hand on a full pint of Guinness and the other slipped caressingly between Rebecca's warm thighs. Talk to him, Ray, she urges, though her thighs tightening around my hand instruct me not to leave my seat. Art, old man, what do you know about art? What the bloody fuck can you tell me about art? Knickerbocker's eyes glint. My challenge ripples across his face. The practice of pagans!
Yeah.
The activity of savages riddled with blood markings, unretracted lust, false spirituality for rough-hewn minds, a kingdom of dead ends and ghettos for harlots, sinners, blasphemers, and the various foul and fallen souls entangled without cessation in the many animal hungers. I could take him out with a blow, I growl. Not if his stick gets a good swing at you first, Grayley snaps, suddenly arrived Americus close by his blind smiling Franny.